This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
May 17 marks the date in 1990 that homosexuality was removed from the World Health Organization classification of diseases. Can you believe it was even classified as a disease? And the first International Day Against LGBTQIA+ Discrimination was held in 2005 and is today acknowledged by millions of people globally, celebrating the progress we've made while also raising awareness for the discrimination that rainbow people still face today. And here to chat to us about this and what they're doing to mark the day are our friends at Minus 18. Reb, Mary, welcome to Drive.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
What do you when I say that, like 1990, it was removed from the WHO classification of diseases. What do you think when we read that? I mean, can you believe it?
I know. I remember when I first heard that little nugget of information, it really blew my mind a little bit because it's not that long ago if you put it into context.
It's not, is it?
It's I'm older than that, showing my age at a youth organisation. But yeah, that's like not that long ago.
But you're doing important work. Before we get into Ida Hobbit, for those who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about what Minus 18 is all about?
Absolutely. We are Australia's charity championing LGBTQIA+ young people and improving the lives of queer young people. So what we do is we tackle social isolation via programs and spaces and events where young people can feel, you know, supported and make friends. We do education for young people and their families and resources. And we also do professional training for workplaces around Australia.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
But important. Let's talk about Ida Hobbit Day, which is coming up on Friday. Why is it still so relevant?
Well, I guess since, you know, 1990, we've come such a long way, but we still have a lot of work to do. In fact, you know, 2 in 3 young people, queer young people, still experience abuse for who they are. 68% of, you know, queer employees aren't out at work, and 35% of queer Australians have experienced verbal abuse online, verbal abuse, but also seen abuse online in the past 12 months. And you need only look online to see, you know, just the trash fire that is the comment sections on Instagram and, you know, various other platforms, but then also just to see the news stories about discrimination that are still happening right here, right now.
We had a really interesting chat yesterday here on Drive about social media in particular and a new book that's been written. It's called The Anxious Generation and the impact that smartphones and social media are having on kids growing up today. Are you seeing an increase at Minus 18 in the level of anxiety relating to social media?
I would say so. And I think, you know, it's a common thread for all of us to go online and to see, you know, hateful comments and to see, you know, really harmful rhetoric online. I guess my team, we're in the marketing team, so we see firsthand all of the comments that are posted on Minus 18 content, on content online that are about, you know, advocating and about inclusion and about pride. I'm seeing people saying really harmful things. Even if you think, oh, we've come so far, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Ida Hobbit is on Friday. What can anyone do to show their support?
Yeah, so this Friday is Ida Hobbit. It's a day where, you know, millions around the world will go rainbow at workplaces and at schools. You could do anything from hosting a rainbow morning tea to just posting online, sharing content, sharing resources, and then also just showing your pride. So we'll see, you know, school assemblies and pride groups and workplaces just going rainbow to create inclusion and to really take a stand against discrimination.
How important is it to see that support? You know, even if it is a small bit of visibility, like wearing a purple T-shirt or something like that to a young person, how important is it?
It makes a huge difference. It can, you know, ensure that a young person can feel supported, that they're not alone, that they're in a space that's really validates and accepts and celebrates their identity. To have a rainbow flag go up on a flagpole at a school can make a huge difference in someone's life. And to have, you know, a supportive adult around them that is that show of support, makes a huge difference.
We're chatting with Reb Mary from Minus 18 ahead of this year's International Day Against LGBTQIA+ Discrimination that falls on this Friday. Now, Reb, you've got a story to share about how your dad showed his support for Friday. Tell us about that.
Actually, this is a really funny one. anyone who follows Minus 18 might have seen some of our cute little photo shoot photos for celebrating Ida Hobbit. My dad's in the photos.
Oh.
He was. We needed someone to be in the photos, and he was like, "Do you know what? I'll do it." Sort of turned up to the photo shoot and really wanted to show his support. He's, I suppose, like, you know, for older generations, it can be you can be unconfident about your knowledge and or how to support someone in your life, or even how to be an inclusive person at work. But it really just. I'm so proud of him for doing all the education to find out about my identity, and the ally that he is now to myself and my partner is so, so cool. And it makes a huge difference seeing the way that he advocates at his workplaces and the way he'll educate those around him. And just through one little thing, jumping into a photo shoot was like a really wonderful, cute way of supporting Ida Hobbit, but then also being an ally to me and our family.
It's a big statement.
Yeah, it's really cute. So see if you can spot him. He's the one that looks old enough to have a kid in their 30s.
And the other thing that, you know, just from talking then, is one person can have a bit of a ripple effect, can't they?
Of course.
In terms of support and changing other people's attitudes as well.
Absolutely. Whether that's in workplaces, within families, having one person to take a stand against discrimination or hurtful comments or, you know, crappy jokes can have a ripple effect that really, that's allyship, right? It's seeing what happens around you and saying, no, I won't stand for that, or I'm going to educate others so that the queer people in my life don't have to. It's doing that work, and it's that constant education and spreading the message of inclusion.
Reb, what's Minus 18 got planned for this year's Ida Hobbit?
Oh, funny you ask. We have a lot going on.
I knew you would. Tell us about it.
So obviously on Friday, it's going to be a huge day of rainbows, and we'll be spreading the word. But we know that people in workplaces and schools go rainbow in celebration of Ida Hobbit throughout the week. So on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, we'll be doing a really special education event, a professional training event online, specifically focused on allyship and inclusive language. So our education team will be going online to educate anyone who wants to tune in, workplaces, individuals, schools. And we know that inclusive language is one of the most frequently asked topics that our education team receives. So it'll be focusing on inclusive language, pronouns, allyship. And yeah, our team will be online and ready to answer questions and start dive into lots of different topics.
Fantastic. Reb, if anyone wants to support Rainbow People, what can we do?
Firstly, you can go to idahobbit.org.au
on Friday. It's all set up.
but also, you know, follow Minus 18 in terms of supporting young people. Every single donation, every single fundraising moment, every single merch order and ticket to our professional training event on for Ida Hobbit all goes back to supporting our work at Minus 18, improving the lives of queer young people via events and programs and awareness campaigns and education as well.
Fantastic. So it's Minus 18. Ida Hobbit is this Friday. Reb, I'm sure your dad's pretty proud of you too.
He's probably listening.
Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks for having me.
Reb Mary from Minus 18. And this year's Ida Hobbit Day is on Friday.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.